Okay, so let's pick up the Gemara in the bottom of the Lamed Aleph. It's only by the admission of, but on the other hand, the machzik does admit that he was the marakama. So both things, the lashon marat lav kamaydusli, they understand to mean that the marakama does not evade him. That's why l'chayr the machzik has a ego to hear. He could have said lav dam. He could have said that it never belonged to you. But the ma'is the marakama was meida that it did belong to. The case is the machzik was meida that it did belong to the marakama. And you don't say that you bought it for me. If you would claim that you bought it for me, it would be what to talk about. We'll see there's Rambam not that way, but he's saying, if you would claim that you bought it for me, then you would win, you would have a migo. That's Rambam holds not, but okay. So you're not my baldvarm. You admit I'm the Marakama. You don't claim that you bought it for me. So you're b'chal not my baldvar. Amarov adina kamale. So Marakama is right. So Marakama wins. Let's see, there's Rav. It's a long nurse Rav here. Amale mipanya zevin to dezav le minoch. Kalei mesham li b'shas mechira shehu lo kumim cha. We have it beferish in the Gemara, the Amale. Rav didn't have it in the Gemara. The words to Amale. But nonetheless, he learns that's pshat in the Gemara. U'me'achah sh'leiton ve'achalti yishnei chazoka. Shtar mechira sh'lo yedeinu b'yodah. Since it's within 3 years, mustam he still has the shtar mechira. As Bam learns, we're talking about where there are no shnei chazoka. If there's no shnei chazoka, mustam he still has the shtar mechira, but it doesn't do him any good. What good is the shtar mechira? The shtar mechira says that he bought it from Pliny. He bought it from Planya. Yeah, but we have no right but so what? Doesn't help that he bought it from Pliny. Having a shtar from Pliny doesn't do him any good because we don't know that Pliny ever bought it from the Marakama, and he admits that this guy is the Marakama. We give it to the Marakama, to the Ma'ar. Since the Machzik is made that the Marakama is the Marakama, that the Ma'ar is the Marakama. Loimi boy in a case where there was no chesed gimel shanim, which is the case in the Gemara. The Rashbam said before that's the case in the Gemara that is within gimel shanim. He still has the shtar b'shtar mechir shlo yadena b'yodli. The case happens to be that he does not have gimel shanim. But the Rashbam says it wouldn't even help him if he had gimel shanim. Even if he had gimel shanim, so that's already a step removed from the case in the Gemara. He would still lose. I feel a chesed b'shal shanim nami ain a chazaka umavkin elmine do chazaka sheini matayni. Because even if he had a chazoka, but he doesn't have a taina. Shu'ena yideim ha'isu shal ha'isu shemar chalai ma'ab. He doesn't know if it belonged to Planya ever. He's not saying kamei didi. He's not saying I saw Planya buy it from you. So he has no in the. Give him a name. Let's say Reuven is coming. Reuven is the Marakama. Levi is the Machzik, and Shimon is the Planya. So Levi is going, and Shimon say so. Levi doesn't say Kanei, he doesn't know it for a fact that Shimon bought it from Reuven. So it's a chazok sheinu matayna. It's like buying a field from somebody that you know doesn't belong to a field that you know is stolen. Then you have to give it back to the original owner. And then Levi can go get a refund from Shimon for selling him a property that wasn't his. Kidei paskin v'shtayim eichsin. Even though Reuven over here, the Marakama, doesn't have Edim that he's the Marakama. You have to come out to Zaydo. It doesn't matter. We don't say, well, he has the chamigoi. He could have said, I bought it from you. And we're talking about la'ach gimel shanim. He could have said, I bought it from you and I have chazaka. Kid omer mipanyas avinta dezavni minoch neman. Kid omer doesn't make any sense. Let's believe him. Ki omer nami mipanyas avinta dezavni minoch neman. Doesn't help him to have a migoy. She'll ask me, "Ainu yadei im zabnu hamoichim inei demar." What good is a migoy if you don't know that it's if you're not tining tainis bar? Hilchah came into a moedel ma'ar the shloih ha'isa. Since he's moedel to Reuven that it was Reuven's, he does baldin kameid and domi. So that's called he does a baldin. It's a chiddush because we'll see other shita. Maybe there's other shitas. It's a chiddush because that's called he does baldin. Levi doesn't know in his own that it belongs to Reuben. Levi only says it belongs to Reuben because Shimon told him it belongs to Reuben. And Shimon says that he bought it from Reuben. That's called Toidos Baldin. But the Rashbam holds that it is. Since Levi records that Shimon said he bought it from Pliny. So that's called Toidos Baldin, that it belonged to. Levi says that Shimon told him he bought it from Reuben. That's Toidos Baldin, that it belongs to Reuben. And Levi also admits that he doesn't know if Shimon ever bought it from Reuben. He's not saying Kamoididi. Rashbam is injecting that. If there were Edim, the Shimon was Darba Chad Yoyma, so that we have the Gemara Daf Memala. Darba Chad Yoyma, we would say, well, since Shimon was Darba Chad Yoyma, we could say Tanino. That's not the case over here. There was no Chad Yoyma over here. So Rashbam says like this, the case in the Gemara happens to be that he was not there for 3 years. But says the Rashbam, even if he was there for 3 years, it still wouldn't be any good, because even though Chari has a chazokah, but it's a chazokah she'eini matayna, he's not saying kamoididi. And he's not saying kamoididi, and he's not and there's no darba chadyoyma. There's no eidim of darba chadyoyma. So that's a chazokah. A chazokah needs a taina. This is a chazokah. Even if there happens to be no chazokah either. But even if there would be a chazokah, but it would be a chazokah she'eini matayna. So what would be a good case? When could Levi win? So he continues, Aval hechzik shaloshonim, if Levi was there for 3 years, v'toim yiplanyas avinta dezavnu minoch kamoididi, if Levi was there for 3 years, then he would have said kamoididi. That's already 2 steps removed from the case in the Gemara. The case that Levi would win would be a case where there was gimel shonim, which is not the case in the Gemara, and he had a taina, he taina him kamoididi. 2 steps removed from the Gemara. That's when Levi would win. So then he'll be Neman. He'll be Neman then with the Migoy, because he could have said Minoch Zavinto. This is the Gemara that Mamala from Vase. If he said Kamoididi, he's Neman with the Migoy, that he could have said Minoch Zavantio. And we had a discussion that Mamala, is that literally a Migoy? Or maybe you don't even, the Ksois or the Kreger want to say that it's Lapt Afka. Migoy, you don't need a Migoy. It's a Chazok Sheshima Taino. He has a chazok, a gimel shonim, and he tainas. Kamoididi. Why is that not a good taina? But we pointed out already that Tosis by us, and Tosis by us, and the long Tosis that we haven't done yet. Tosis, it's who in Tosis that you do them. You do have to come out to Amiga. We'll have to know why that's. We get to that why that might be so. The Rashbam, it's hard to even die. The Rashbam is saying loshen gemar. The Rashbam says loshen Amiga. It's hard to even die that he really, Pshuta, it sounds like he learns it also, that you have to come on to a migoy. It's not mukhuch, after all. He's just using the lush in the Gemara. So maybe if in the Gemara it's labdavka, so maybe in the Rashbam it's labdavka as well. I think the simple mashmois in the Rashbam, though, is that it's literally a migoy. Befrat, because the Rashbam before, when he was talking about the case where he does not have a taina. He says, I heard, but I know. So the earlier in the Rashbam said, and don't say that he has a migoy, because he could have said minoch zavinto, because it doesn't do him any good to do a migoy, since he himself doesn't know. Obviously, it means to contrast to the case now where he does have a taina, then the migoy helps him. So that makes it sound like he's talking to migoy. He says, you know, if you just say Miplan Yosef into the Omeli, so then you might have a migoy, but the migoy doesn't do you any good because you have to tie to something to use a migoy. But if you had a taina, then the migoy would help. So the simple mashmoish in the Rashbam is the Rashbam taklus, you have to come on to a migoy. It's not a poshut the chazok sheishi mataina. It's you have to come on to a migoy. We have to know why. So that's one case that would win. The Rashbam is saying here the case that would win. Okay, for case number one is you said you were machzikim l'shonim. And you say kamoididi, so that would win with a migud. Inami, yeshli enim shechse b'mayfa yemechad. If you had eden that it was darba chadyoima, kiramino kama b'pirkan gevu the darba kashtu b'lusar b'shnin, because then we would say tanima. But v'ocha b'ayuvdo, here in Agamara, where he wasn't there for 3 years, I feel him boy enim shechse b'yemechad. Even if there was eden of chadyoima, I say amaycha. The Rashbam says, that over here, since he doesn't have Gimel Shonim, even if he would say Kamoy Didi, he would lose. Even if he would say, I'm sorry, even if it would be Eidim and Chad Yoima, he would lose. You need both. You need the Gimel Shonim plus the Chad Yoima. So what does it say so far in the Rashbam? The Rashbam says that in order to win, in order for Levi to win, he needs two things. He needs Gimel Shonim plus Darba Chad Yoima. But Gimel Shonim it's Gimel Shonim by itself is nothing. Gimel Shonim by itself is nothing because it's a chazokah she'eini mataina. Even if you have Gimel Shonim, you have to have a taina to boot. So a taina would be kamay didi, a taina would be darba chadyoima with taninon. Minoch savinta would certainly be a taina. But Gimel Shonim without any of those three things is a chazokah she'eini mataina. So in Agamara happens to be not even a chazokah. But even if it have a chazokah, in Agamara there's no chazokah and there's also no taina. But that's the Rashbam starts. In Agamar, it's stam a case that Levi is stam. He's stam, has nothing. He has not a chazoka and not a taina. That means you have to know what's the chiddush of Agamar. In Agamar, he doesn't have not a chazoka, not a taina. He's 2 steps removed from a winning case. So what's the chiddush that Dina Kamale? It would be Dina Kamale, even if Levi would be a step up from the case in the Gemara. It would also be, you also lose. So what's the chiddush of the Gemara? He's 2 strikes against him. He doesn't have a chazaka and he doesn't have a taina. Of course, it's dina kamale. So what's the chiddush? Yeah, that needs his bonus in the Rashbam.
But since he has a shtamachira, it's as if he has a chazaka now.
He has a shtamachira from Shimon. What good does it do?
The chazaka would accomplish the same thing, no? That's what a chazaka is. It can become shtamachira, no?
Yeah, he doesn't need a chazaka to become shtamachira. He has a shtamachira, but the shtamachira is no good. I mean, maybe that's the chiddush, that such a shtar mechira is no good. This shtar mechira, maybe that's hakel chiddush, maybe that's the pshat. He happens to have a shtar mechira. But the Gemara is saying, the shtar mechira that he has is worthless, because it's a shtar mechira from Shimon. So maybe that's the whole point of the Gemara. The whole point of the Gemara is not, why does he even with chazoka? He doesn't have a chazoka. Why does he even with taina? He doesn't have a taina. The chiddush of the Gemara is that the shtar that he has is worthless, because it's the shtar from Shimon. What good is the shtar from Shimon? He needs the shtar from Reuven. Now that the Gemara tells me that Dina Kamalei, that the shtar that he has is worthless, so then why does he lose? Says the Rashbam, because then he has mamish nothing, garnished from garnished. He has he doesn't have a chazak, nor does he have a taina. So of course, if his shtar is worthless, he loses. But the chiddush of the Gemara is that the shtar is worthless. Yeah, maybe that's hakel pshat. Maybe that's the pshat. Our component, the Rashbam says, in the case of the Gemara, he's doubly deficient. He doesn't have not a chazak, not a taina. Even if he had a chazoka, says the Rashbam, he would also lose. So even if he had a chazoka, he would lose because the chazoka sheini b'taina. He's not saying minoch zavinto. A, B, he's not saying kamoy didi, and C, he's not saying and there's no chad yoyim, there's no edim and chad yoyim. So he's not tying I bought it from you. He's not tying I saw the other guy buy it from you. He doesn't. There's no edim. We should tying it for him. So a chazoka over here would be worthless. If he had a chazoka plus kamoy didi, or a chazoka plus chad yoyma, or for that matter, it goes without saying, a chazoka plus minoch zavinta, that's a classic chazoka, that the Rashbam didn't even have to speak out, then he would win. But the mashmois in the Rashbam is that you need to have chazoka plus a taina. what goes under the heading of a taina? Minoch sevinto. What was the three tainas? Minoch sevinto, kamoi didi, and darba chadyarim. If chazoka plus a taina, one of those three kinds of tainas, then you would win. But the mashmois of the Rashbam is that if you only have the taina without the chazoka, then you lose. So the first says you have to have both things. That's why in Agamara you're two steps removed from a winning case. Because in order to win, you have to have chazoka plus a taina. But a chazoka without a taina is no good. That's called chazoka sheni b'taina. And a taina without a chazoka is also no good. What's the case of a taina without a chazoka? So far the Rashbam said one case. This last piece in the Rashbam, he said one case of a taina without a chazoka. Hocha b'ayu uvdo, I'm reading it again. The second wide line in the middle. Hocha b'ayu uvdo, I feel emboyed him shechzik b'yem echot. Even if he had chad yoyim, because he doesn't have a chazok. And there's also no shtar. So far, what it says beferish in Rashbam is that chad yoyma without a chazok is no good. What about kamoy didi without a chazok? Or minoch savinto without a chazok? So far, the simple mashmois of Rashbam is that you need to have both. That was the whole flow of the Rashbam. The other shul hasn't yet dropped. But the whole flow of the Rashbam is you need to have both. You have to have a chazoka, plus you have to have a taina. Chazoka without a taina is no good. Poshup shad is, and a taina without a chazoka is also good. It's also no good. So far what he said in that last part about a taina without a chazoka was the case of darba chad yoyma. But he's going to say even more. V'lav kamoydis li kamoy shepirashti. V'at mi loy zavinto. And you didn't buy for me. Shafilu mei yisa toyen dimi noy zavinto. Even if you would say you bought it from me, but you don't have a chazaka, you don't have a shtar. The shtar you have is worthless, and you don't have a chazaka. First in Rashbam, that even by the case of Minoch Zavimto, Levi says I bought it from Reuven. Levi says directly to Reuven. Forget Shimon. There's no Shimon. Levi says I bought it from you. A Shimonless case. Minoch Zavimto. Reuven says what are you doing in this karka, and Levi says I bought it from you. Says Rashbam, you also don't lose. You also lose. Because there's no chazaka. It's a taina without a chazaka. First in Rashbam. Taisus says, one second. Why does he lose? He doesn't have a chazaka. Emes, he doesn't have a chazaka. But he has something that's just as good. He has a peshosa. How do we know Reuven's the Murakam? We only know Reuven's the Murakam because Levi admits that Reuven's the Murakam. Reuven could have said Lahadam. Levi could have said Lahadam. Levi could have said Lahoyis Shechom Yadol. So Hapesh also Hapesh Yitir or Mika. Levi could have denied that Reuven's the Merakama altogether. So Levi admits that Reuven's the Merakama, but he says that he bought it from him. So Taisus Avada Yivin. That's Hapesh also. Look, Chayrus Hamishnah Ksubas and that as well. The Mishnah says Sadu Zushal Avicha Hoyso Ulakachtiya Emenu. He's neman shapesh also a pesh hitter, and the Gemara's mover befeish that's talking about even toichim l'shana. So different Taisus chelik and Rashi. Taisus says in this case over here, since there's no edim, the Merakama doesn't have any edim. It's only by the admission of the of Levi that Reuven's the Merakama at all. So then you don't need a chazaka. It's enough to have a taina. In this case, he didn't even have a taina, and that's why he lost because he didn't even have a taina. But if he would have had a taina. And Taisus learns all three: a taina either of Minoch Zavinto, or a taina of Kamei Didi, or a taina of Darba Chad Yoyma, which is Taninon. All of the above, any one of those things would win because yeah, true, he doesn't have a chazaka. Who needs a chazaka? He has a peshosa. So maybe if he says Minoch Zavinto, he's neman with a peshosa. If he says Kamei Didi, he's neman with a peshosa. And if there's a edim Shadarba Chad Yoyma, that Shimon was there Chad Yoyma, so Shimon would have won with a peshosa. So Tanino and Philip Levi as well. Rashbam said it doesn't. Rashbam said otherwise. Yes, and he's a husband. Why shouldn't he? Why? A, it's against the Mishnah Ksuvos. B, what's the svar? Chayr Shimon has Levi over here has a the Machzik over here has a Peshasa, has a Migod. Where do we already see such a shita?
In the Yishmefarshim.
In the Yishmefarshim of the Rif. Where they had such a shita in the Yishmefarshim and the Rif. The Yishmefarshim and the Rif learned the sugi of Shechuni Gavoi that the case was that the Marakama had no Edim that he is the Marakama. And nonetheless, you have to come on to Chazaka. And that's the din medorim between Rav Nachman and Rava. Is yeah, good chazaka, not a good chazaka. Does he have to mivar the chazaka? Does he not have to mivar the chazaka? But he needs a chazaka. Why do you need a chazaka? He has a pesha osir, he has a migud. The Rif Taki asked the Gemara Ksuvos. The Rif asked the Yeshua Mefarshim for the Gemara from the Mishnah Ksuvos. Yeah, so we spent time on the Yeshua Mefarshim. So the same kasha we have here over here, same kasha we have over here in the Rajban. We said that a mahalach from Rav Nochum. I'm not going to go over it again. Not surprisingly, Rav Nochum says the same mahalach over here in the Rajban. And we had a different mahalach in the Yeshua Mefarshim. Also, we'll work in the. Well, we'll come to that in a minute. Before we come to our Mahalchim. I just want to finish the Rashbams and then we'll talk some more. So the Rashbam continues. Zil mi karkashuli. La bald vorm didiat. Riani muksukba yoysim imcha. Strange lesson. What is it? Alarichos. La bald vorm didiat. Bani muksukba yoysim imcha. She'ata lo yechzakta shalosh shanim. The Chayim grapple with this Rashbam. It sounds like the whole time, the Reuven's time is, Allah b'alvarim didiyat, you weren't here for 3 years. The Rashbam just spent used up a lot of oxygen telling me that even if he was there for 3 years, it wouldn't work because chazok hasheni matayna. So what does he mean over here? Allah b'alvarim didiyat because you weren't there for 3 years. It's worse than that. Even if you were there for 3 years, but you don't have a taina. So, Allah b'alvarim didiyat, A, because you don't have a chazok, and B, because you don't have a taina. Why does Rashbam say you're not my baldvarim because you weren't there for 3 years? Because you weren't there for 3 years. You're not my baldvarim because it's chazok sheni b'taina. The stipler, it really belongs to Tosfos, so it's really premature, but just mention it right now. There's a stipler. The stipler wants to say a body he loses either way. But if he would have had a chazoka, but it would just be a chazoka sheini mataina, so then the Murakama couldn't say to him, you're not my baldvarim. Right? Not my baldvarim means I don't even have to talk to you. You're not my baldvarim. If he has a chazoka, then he's a baldvarim. He loses, but he's baldvarim. But since he doesn't even have a chazoka, so he doesn't even write, he's not even a baldvarim. Maybe that's even the Arichos Loshon of the Rashbam. Ani muksuk vo yoysim imcha. Meaning, you're not even a muksuk. You're stam nothing. You're not even a muksuk. You're not even there gimel shonim. You need gimel shonim to be a muksuk. But maybe if you had gimel shanim, then you would be a muksuk. Without a tiny, you would lose nonetheless. So you're a loser regardless. But you're at least my baldvarim. But since you don't even have a chazoka, so you don't even rise to the level of a muksuk. So la baldvarim didir, I don't even have to be mesiachas to you. Yeah, ulai. It really belongs more to as I said, belongs more to Taisus. Amar Rabbi Dina Kamalei Hamar, and here the Shram says again, Dina Kamalei Ve'afilu Im Hechzik B'Sholei Shonim K'mei Shepirashdi Ve'Chenala. Even if he did have a chazaka. By the way, you read the two Ashrams together in one breath. You feel the steer. La Baldvarim Didiyat, because he weren't here for 3 years. Amar Rabbi Dina Kamalei, even if he was there for 3 years. I'm seeing Minei Obey the steer in the Ashram. Akapanim Lamadu Shita Ashram is that. Even if he has a taina, again, the taina here comes in three flavors. Did I have that always in our mind? The taina here comes in three flavors. The taina of kamoi didi. Well, starting with this, the most simple. There's a taina of minoch zevinto, classic chazok. There's a taina of kamoi didi das zaven minoch. I bought it from Shimon, and I saw Shimon bought it from you. That's also a kind of taina. That's the gemara that from Malab that works with the migoy. And Rabbi Craig and the Ksoy Sedan, what do you need a migoy? It's also a taina. What's it any different than minoch zevinto? Minoch zevinto, where I bought it from Pliny that I saw that he bought it from you. Also kind of a different flavor of taina. Maris mashma, taish neflamid, rishvam, they're mashma, no, that's not a regular, that's not a simple taina. That's a taina that's to come on to a migoy. Yeah. Alzano don't know why that's so, but a kabbalah, that's the second kind of taina. So you have the simple taina, minoch zevinto, the derivative taina, the migoy dika taina of kamoy didi. And then you have the taninon kind of taina that darba chadyoma and basting will taina for Levi what Shimon could have tainted. All of those three, those are the three flavors of taina. And all of these cases, shita satosis is You don't need a chazakah since there's a pesha asa. We don't know that there's really a marakam here in the first place, so it's a pesha asa. So mimela, you could win with the tie. You don't have to have a. You don't need a chazakah and top of it. Shita serashban is that even in such cases where you have these kind of tainus, and even though you have a pesha asa, even though you have a migoy, nonetheless you have to have chesed gimel shonim. You have to have the chazakah together with the taina. Again, the rashban needs a hesbis both in svara. And secondly, he's a hez because it's against the Gemara, it's against the Mishnah Ksubas. L'chor, it's against the Mishnah Ksubas. Truth is, insofar as the Mishnah Ksubas is concerned, there is perhaps a simple Eitzah. Nothing exactly simple, but there is maybe an Eitzah. The loss of the Mishnah is, Maidir Abishua, Ba'aymer l'chaveri yisodah zu shal avicha haisu u'lakachti ha'emenu. That he's neman, sha'apesh shasra apesh shihitin. So Rashi over there is mashma, that the case of the Mishnah is specifically where it's ein haloi toive. I forget the Lashon of Rashi over there, but it's ein haloi toive. The Murakama wasn't even tevein. He on his own initiative went to the Murakama. Maybe the Murakama doesn't even know. He goes to the Murakama, who's a Yerush, and he says, you don't even know. Surprise, happy birthday. This Sodah belonged to your father, but don't get so excited, because I bought it from him. So that's the case where it's a Pesha, also a Pesha Yitin. So Taisim Lai from Rashi, which Mashmo, that if the Murakama would have come to him, and would have come to the Masik and Teveah him, you're in my field, so then that Pesha, he wouldn't have, that would not be called a Pesha Asar, and then he would lose. Taisus Chalus says, why would he lose? He has a migla. Regardless, he has a migla. Even if the guy comes and it costs him, you're in my field. But he could have said no. He could say ladam. So migla, he could say ladam. He could say that I bought it from him. But Rashi El Kapanim holds that you don't win with a regular migla. You win only with a pesha also. And a pesha also, according to Rashi, means specifically where it's ein alei tovei. The tovei of the Murakama doesn't even know that he's the Murakama. So the lusha lavichos. So, Avadis Misvakesh, the Rashi lines up over here with the Rashba. That really, with a regular Migra, you can't win. You have to have the special magic of a Pesha Osir, of Ein Aloy Toivi. The Marakam himself doesn't even know it's the Marakam. So, there wasn't even a Din Toivi, except that the Machzik came and gave with one hand that you're the Marakam, your father owned this field, and he took it away in the same breath, he took it away. So then you have a Pesha Osir, and then the Machzik wins. But if it's Aloy Toivi, then it's no longer called a Pesha Asa, a Pesha Yitir. Then you have a regular Migoy. Migoy that he could have, it's a regular Migoy. I could have said Ladam. The Levi, the Machzik could have said Ladam to Reuben. So he didn't, so that's a regular Migoy. So a regular Migoy, you lose. And that's like the Rashbam over here, that with the Migoy, you lose. And all the cases over here are cases of Haloi Toiba. You know, it's an Agamor, the guy was Tevehim. The guy said, my boy's Bayara. So in Agamor, we're talking about a case where it is Haloi Toiba. The Murakama knows that he's a Murakama. He's coming with a claim that he's a, no Eidim. But he's coming with the claim that he's a Murakama. So even though it's true that Levi could deny it, but that's not called a Pesha, according to Rashi, that's not called a Pesha Osir. That's a plain, ordinary Migoy. This goes altogether to the raid. Is a Migoy and a Pesha Osir, is a Pesha Osir just a kind of Migoy? Or a Pesha Osir something greater than a Migoy? Taisus over there in Ksuvas and elsewhere holds that a Pesha Osir just a kind of Migoy. It's a Pesha Osir just a fancy way. It's a fancy kind of Migoy. I didn't have to say Migoy, that I could have not said Sadduj Levicha Isa. So I never to say l'kachti emenu. It's just the flavor of migo, and there's no fundamental difference between haloi tovei, ein haloi tovei, all different flavors of migo. And the Rashbam over there is mash, the Chayim Medayik over there, Rashi rather, the Chayim Medayik over there, and Rashi that Rashi holds a pesha osur is not a regular migo. Migo is a special nemonas. Migo I could have tina A, I could tina B. A pesha osur is something greater. A pesha osur is I'm the one who told you you're a barakama, and in the same breath I told you that I bought it, and you're not the musik anymore. So that's a pesha osur. That's not with the Nemonis and Migoy of Malu L'Shake. That's a different kind of Nemon. We talked about it in Amnokim when we were talking about the Yeshua Mepharshim. That a Pesha Osir means more than that. It means you're not the Muchsuk. Even though the Chayra, normally Marakama is the Muchsuk. But here, if I'm the one who made you the Muchsuk, and at the same time I said, no, but I'm the Muchsuk, so then you're not the Muchsuk. I never made you into the Muchsuk. Like saying, Ksavya Deinu Zevalanu Sumayinu. I'm in the Kai in the star, and at the same time I'm saying the star is Mezuyif. So that's not called a Kiyim in the first place. So that's the magic of a Pesha Osir. It doesn't work with the regular Migoy, with the regular Nemonos of Migoy Malal Shaka. And Rashi holds that in order to have this bigger Nemonos of a Pesha Osir, it has to dafka be a case of Ein Haloi Toivei. So that could line up very well with the Rashbam over here, That here we're talking, it's not against the Gemara. That's the answer for the Rish Kasha. It's not against the Mishnah Ksuvos. The Mishnah Ksuvos told me in a case of a Pesha Osar. Pesha Osar was the Murakama, never became a Muksuk, because it was a Pesha Osar. But in order to have that, you have to have Ein Aloi Taibai. In the Agamar, the Murakama is Teveim. So if the Murakama is Teveim, then it's by definition not called the Pesha Osar. LMI, you have a regular Migai. Migai, the Rashbam holds, we don't know why yet, but the Rashbam holds, Migai doesn't work to be Maitzi from a Murakama. Shaz, why not? Why doesn't Migai work to be Maitzi from a Murakama? Like, okay, fine, I understand. It's not Shrev from the Mishnah Ksuvos. That's a Pesha Osar, because it's Ein Alei Toivle, that's a special kind of thing. But over here, it's just a plain, ordinary Migai. The Murakama is Teveim, and he could have said, who are you? He could have said, you're a liar. The Levi could have said, Reuben, you're a liar. So and Reuben has no Eidim, so he has a Migai. But it's a plain, ordinary Migai. And a Migai doesn't work. That's the Chiddush, that's the Maisa, the bottom line. Shita Sarajbam, Migai doesn't work. So even though Chari has a Migai, it doesn't work. Without a Chazokah, you can't win with just a Migai. Shaz, why not? What's wrong with this? Okay, I understand. He doesn't have a Pesha Osir, but let him have an ordinary Migai. Let him win with the ordinary Migai. Yeah, it's kashon lishbam, and it's the same kashon liyesh mefarshim. Really, this is to a certain extent is ground that we already covered. Of course, one possibility is migul haitzi. Rav Nocha mentioned maybe it's migul haitzi. The shita sunu shayin migul haitzi le'amina. A pesha osar is not called maitzi. You're not by a pesha osar. I'm saying you're not the muksuk, so it's not lahaitzi. Over here, it's haloi tovei. It's not called a pesha osar pesha yitir. So I admit that you are the muksuk, but I want to use a migul to be maitzi from you nonetheless. So maybe because I'm Migul Haitzi Le'amino. So therefore, without a chazaka, if you have a chazaka, you have a chazaka. But if you don't have a chazaka, then you just have a migul. With just a migul, it's a migul haitzi. Yeah, maybe that could be a pashut ma'alach. Sigh for the Yesh Mefarshim. And so that was a Nochem's ma'alach and the Yesh Mefarshim. And maybe that would be ma'alach for the Rashbam as well. Maybe the Rashbam holds Migul Haitzi Le'amino. Rashi, the Rashbam, maybe the old Migul Haitzi Le'amino. And therefore, again, in the Mishnah Ksuvos, it's more than a Migul Haitzi. It's a Pesha Osar, a Pesha Yitir. It's Ein Alei Toivei. A Pesha Osar, a Pesha Yitir means the Murakama never became a Muksuk. Because I made him a Muksuk and I made him not a Muksuk. So that's not a Muksuk, that's not called a Haitzi. But over here, it's Alei Toivei. The Murakama is Teveim to the Dintayr. He could have responded that you're not the Murakama, that I deny it, you're a liar. Instead, he's tying it something else. That's a Migul Haitzi. Who like that? That's one Mahalach. The Drisha. The Drisha says a different answer. He says the reason why Migul Vi doesn't work is because it's against the Nachvei Shtarach. With Toich Gimel, it's always against the Nachvei Shtarach, and the Rashbam holds that Nachvei Shtarach trumps Migul. So there's a Reisa. It's a Migul with the Reisa. He's saying that I bought it from you, but it's Toich Sholosh. Don't have a Chazak. It's Toich Sholosh. Where's your Shtar? He's saying that I become ADD. But it's Teich Sholosh, where's the Shtar? You see, there's Eidus of Chad Yoimel, Shimon could have tied it, I bought it from you. But it's Teich Sholosh, where's Shimon's Shtar? Yep, so that's the Drisha's Malach. Nothing with Google Heights. Stop. So the Drisha says a couple of things with this. First of all, the Drisha says, with Fizeh, you could say a different answer for the Mishnah Ksuvos. We could say a different answer for the Mishnah Ksuvos. Without being mechalek between Alei Tovei and Ein Alei Tovei. He said we could say, really, how Achvei Shtarach destroys everything. But the Mishnah Ksuvos, even though the Gemara says it's talking about where he doesn't have a chazokah, it doesn't mean that it's Toich Sholosh. It means he doesn't have Edom that he was there for 3 years. But he claims that he was there for 3 years. So if he claims that he was there for 3 years, and he has a migoy, so then it's not against the Nachvei Shtarach. He's not saying against the Nachvei Shtarach. Mashenk and Agamor is talking about a case where we know that it's within 3 years. He's still holding the star, the Rashbam said. We know that it's within 3 years. If we know that it's within 3 years, the worth of the star from the Meicha. So it's, if it's within 3 years, then you have an Nachvei Shtarach. The Drisha, with this Mahalach, he has a kasha on the tour. again, the Taina comes in three flavors. We keep saying the Taina comes in three flavors: Minochas Avinto, Kamoy Didi, and Darba Chadyoma. And all of these cases, the Rashbam says clearly, even in the most basic case of Minochas Avinto, the Rashbam says you lose because you need to have Chazaka. A Taina without a Chazaka is no good. Agam L'Chayr Yav Amigot, you lose. So the Drisha Kaomer says, why do you lose in all these three cases? Because of Achve Shtar. The Tur in Simen Kuf Mem Vav brings this Machlekes Rashbam and Taisus. Lugabe Kamoy Didi and Darba Chadyon. Two out of the three cases. Tur says, in a case where he was not there for 3 years, but the Markam has no Edim, just on the Seisu of the Machzik, so there's a Migoy, and it's Darba Chadyon, or he says Kamoy Didi. So Rashbam says that he doesn't lose, that he loses, and Taisus holds that he wins. So the Torah brings the sheet to Sir Rashbam by two of the three things. But by Kamoy Didi, that the Torah doesn't say anything over there in Kuf Mem Vav. In Kuf Mem, not Kamoy Didi, by Minoch Zavinto, by Red Pesach Minoch Zavinto, so the Torah in Kuf Mem Vav doesn't talk about it. In Simen Kuf Mem, at the beginning, he says for Dover Poshut, he brings the Mishnah Ksuvas, but he brings it in the Lashon of Haloi Toivai. He says that if Reuven doesn't have Edim, that he's the Marakama. Then even though Shimon doesn't have any Eidei Chazaka, but Shimon says, I admit you're the Merkama, but I bought it from you. So he says to Medova Poshut that Shimon wins. Or it's the Mishnah Ksubas. But he's not Mechalik Aloy Toivay, not Aloy Toivay. It's Mashma very clearly in the Torah that even if it's Aloy Toivay, he says, if Reuben has Eidim that he's the Merkama, and Shimon doesn't have a Chazaka, so Shimon loses. You have to have 3 years. It's not like Metalton that you're Muxik Miyad. You have to have 3 years. But if Reuven doesn't have Edim that he's the Merakama, even though Shimon admits that he's the Merakama, so then Shimon wins. He brings the din of the Mishnah Suvas. He's not Mechalik between Aloy Toivay and Aloy Toivay, and he doesn't bring that the Rashbam is Chalik. So says the Drisha, the Torah is not being consistent. If you bring the Shittas in Kuf Mem Vav, you brought the Shittas of the Rashbam as a Shitta. So in Kuf Mem, you should have said it's not so poshut. The Rashbam holds it; it's not true. The Rashbam holds it that he's not Neman. Unless he says that he was there for 3 years. If he says that he was there for 3 years, so then there's no Achvish Sarach, so then he'll win. But otherwise, he taka loses according to the Rashbam, and the Torah should have said so. So yes, it is a Hasog on the Torah. A Kapana, we have here the Mahalach of the Drisha, how to understand. So we have so far two Mahalachim. We have Rav Nochum's Mahalach, that why does the Rashbam, for that matter, we have the Yeshem Foshim in the Rif. Why do they hold it? You don't win with, why do they hold it? You need Gimel Shalom. You have a Migoy. Why can't you just win with the Migoy? Minoch Zavinto, I could have said, who are you? I could have said, Ladam, you're a liar. The Levi could have said to Reuben, you're a liar. You're not the Marakam at all. So let Levi be believed to say, Minoch Zavinto, Kamoy Didi, Darba Chadyoyim. So we have so far, Reb Nochum is Ma'alef, because it's an Igla Haitzi. Unless it's Aloy Toivay. If it's Aloy Toivay, that's a Pesha Asir. But if it's Aloy Toivay, then it's just a regular Migoy, Migla Haitzi. Secondly, we have Ma'alef of the Drisha. The Ma'alef of the Drisha is that it's Achvish Tarch. Here, really, go. I don't want to crawl too much back into the sugi of Shchuni Gavoy, but the Drisha's Mahalach could work in the Rashbam. It's sosim in the language of Rashbam. I think it's sosim, but it could work in the Rashbam. In the Yesh Mefarshim, I don't think it works at all, because in the case of what was the Yesh Mefarshim? The Yesh Mefarshim said that if it's Teich Shalosh, you need to have, the Yesh Mefarshim said, there's no Edom to the Merakama. The Merakama has no Edom. Nonetheless, you have to have a Chazaka. And then we have a Din B'Dorm, Din Nachman Rova. What if he has a Chazaka, but the Merakama says, but I was B'Shchuni Gavoy, I was Be'eretz Mechakim. So then, what happens then? That's Machlekes already wrote, Rav Nachman and Rova. Is that a good Chazaka now? Could he be Ma'aron the Chazaka now? Such a Merakama is not a Vare Merakama. Can he be Ma'ar on the Chazaka? Can he say Zil Barach Ilascha? So now we had there a question. If he has a, since he, why can't he be, why can't the Machzik be Nemo to say you were not be Medina Rechaiko? Like the same way he has a Migoy to say that, you know, the same way he has a Migoy, and the fact that it, the same way, if the Merakama has no Edim, the Machzik was there for 3 years. He could deny that he's the Merakama altogether. So, What's the Merkama's taina? Merkama's taina is, but I was b'shchuni gavoy. So let's believe the machzik that he was not b'shchuni gavoy, with the same hatash also, or the same migui that he. So let's just believe the machzik that he was not b'shchuni gavoy. So what did we say at the time? A kochach that the machzik doesn't know if he was b'shchuni gavoy. That's that, and that the machzik has no nemonos. Okay, the Megillah Mefarshim learned there's no Eidei Chazak over there. We know he's a Muchzuk with a Pesha Aser. There's no Eidei to the Merakama. He says that he was there for 3 years. So he's a Muchzuk with a Pesha Aser. So the same Pesha Aser should allow us to believe him that the other guy wasn't B'shkuni Gavoy. So we said Behecha that he doesn't know if he was B'shkuni Gavoy. Well, if that's... Now that's not so posh. That's in Mahanochen. We're making an assumption in Metzias. The Machzik doesn't know the whereabouts of the Merakama. The Rashbam and Daflam Elches says that wherever the Merakama is, the Machzik knows about. But in the Yesh Mefarshim, we said the Machzik doesn't know. So then I don't understand. If the machzik doesn't know where the Merakama is and doesn't know the Merakama was b'shkuni gavoy, then he would have thrown out a shtar. And if he would have thrown out a shtar, there's no ach v'shtarach. Well, if there's no ach v'shtarach, then why is he nemen with the? Why does he need the chazaka at all? The whole drisha is that he needs the chazaka because otherwise it's an ach v'shtarach. We had 3 years. Where's the ach v'shtarach? LMI, no, because he knows the Merakama is b'medina rechayk. Well, if he knows the whereabouts of the Merakama, then let it be nemen with the migay to say the Merakama was in town. So I don't think the mahalach of the drisha will work for the yeshiva. In the Rashbam it's good, but for the drisha, I don't think the yeshiva, this mahalach of the drisha would work. But I think there's another mahalach in the Rashbam, and this is a little bit we already talked about in the yeshiva parsha. But maybe now we're in the sugya mukayma, so maybe it'll be even more easy as machkimas. Take a look. We're running a little bit out of time, but let's take a look just for a minute. The next Gemara, because I want to take out a look at the Rashbam in the next Gemara because it's relevant to this. The Gemara goes on and says, "Hudo amalei lechavrei my boys b'hayara. Amalei mipani zevin terach alti yeshne chazok. Regular case. Kehas chazok. Amalei planyu gazlonu. I bought it from Shimon, and I'm here for 3 years." Again, he doesn't know. There's no kamayidi. There's no chad yoyim. Choritz a chazok hasheni matayim. Amalei, but isli sadi the asoy im lechibach. I have edim that you Levi, when you bought the sada from Shimon, you came to ask me if it's a good idea. Ve'amitli, and you said to me. Reuben said to Levi, Zilzvin, yeah, good idea, good field, good deal. Go buy the sada from Shimon. So how can you tell me that Shimon's a gazlan? You yourself recommended that I should buy the field from Shimon. Amalei, so Reuben answers back, yeah, because Asheini noyachli, Yarishin kol Shimon. I would rather, Shimon's a tough guy. He belongs to the mafia. I didn't want to have to deal with Shimon. So that's why I told you to buy the sada from Shimon, because I wanted to get the sada from you, Shimon I was afraid of. Amarova Dina Kamalei. So Rava says Reuben wins. About Reuben was over in Lifneiver. But we're not being down over here in Lifneiver. Lamaisa could be a person might do such a thing, and therefore Reuben wins. And it's called the Chazaka She'enim Tainam. By the way, this occurs to me now, clapping the question in the Rashbam, what's the chiddush of the first Gemara Agamar? What's the chiddush? V'shteitzeh, it's a chazaka she'enim tainam. He doesn't have a chazaka, he doesn't have a tainam. What does he have? Oh, I don't know, maybe not. I was going to say, maybe in Nechami, it's not a big chiddush, it's a setup to this Gemara. Because here it's also Chazal Kashen, but here already there's a whole extra story that Reuven gave him the advice. Akavanim, bottom line is it's a Chazal Kashen, that's the bottom line of this Gemara. It's similar to Agamar, except in Agamar you don't even have a Chazoka, so it's really not the same as Agamar. In Agamar, you have neither a Chazoka nor a Taina. In this Gemara, you had a Chazoka, but you didn't have a Taina. So you lose. It's a chazok hasheni matayna. The chiddush of this gemara, which is not important to us right now, is this business with the lufneiver that gave him this bad, this unscrupulous advice. Okay, that's a separate discussion. But al kabbonim, it says in this gemara that concept of chazok hasheni matayna. So there's Rashbam here that talks about chazok hasheni matayna. Why is chazok hasheni matayna no good? So says the Rashbam, Amar Rav Dina Kamalei. It's I don't know how to describe it. It's about a quarter of the way down the wide lines. Amar Rav Dina Kamalei. Hama'arev itol sedeo. this part will skip past with the next one. That feel Adam Rabbanu Pigel with the Avodah Mar Maisel L'Sayiru. I will do Vayama Kula Meidu Kirovik in the Mefarash Laws. Now comes the part that I want to point out. Afal Pishach Sefakim Shana Balei Macha. Even though Levi was there for 3 years, and Reuben wasn't Meichel, L'Chayr Levi has a Chazoka, he has a Raya. Yafsid, he loses. He loses. Da Chazoka Sheini Matani. Shemaydu Shalokam Yad Abaylam Kim Yad Ish Nochi. Shein Yadua Shoyle Chelik Bafilu Yamechad. So Chazok Sheni Mataina, he's mighty, he bought it from Shimon, it wasn't Kamaydi, it wasn't Chad Yoyma, so it's a Chazok Sheni Mataina. Now he goes on, V'lei Motzi Toin, Levi can't Taina, Amai Loi Micha Ma'ar B'teich Sholesh. Why can't Levi say at the end of the day, but Reuben, why weren't you Mecha? The Heichi Amrinan de Mafsid Ma'ar B'shtikosi, when do we say that the Merkama loses by being Shoysik 3 years? Hainu Heicha de Toin Idoch Minoch Zevinta V'chalti Yashnei Chazoka, only where Levi says, I bought it from Reuben, I bought it from you. The ad sholeh shonim is doing his b'shtoyt feilem mizdar. He throws out a star after 3 years. Hilkuch zesh shalei micha. So therefore, the ma'ar wasn't meicha. V'ulei nizeh b'shtoyt. And meanwhile, the machzik throughout a star hips it. So the ma'ar loses. Aval hocha de meide machzik de lav minei de ma'ar zavne. But here, with the machzik agrees is meide that he didn't buy it from the ma'arkama. Shuv ala karka. U be'edim zavne. I know what that is. Mistake. I guess the Merkama bought it, baby. Anyway, here the Merkama, the Machzik agrees that he didn't buy it from the Merkama. I know what Beidim's are, I don't know what that is. Hilkoch Zeshule Micha, Behule Nisi Bishtoi. Sorry, I went back one. Lehura koichi shel ma'ar b'shtikosei, she'achazoka b'mokam shtar mechirosei emedes. Like, hey, when I'm story, my Eloi, shrei migazan lokach, av cheskosei enuchum. Says, you know what's wrong with the chazoka sheni b'tayna? Like over here, it's a chazoka sheni b'tayna. Levi says he bought it from Shimon. But Shimon's nobody. And it's 3 years have gone by. But the whole chazoka is b'mokam shtar emedes. The shtar that he had was worthless. He had a shtar from Shimon. So his chazoka is like the star, is like a star. But what star? The star that he lost, the star that he had from Shimon. But he never had a star from Reuben. He's mightier than he never had a star from Reuben. If he's mightier than he never had a star from Reuben, then his chazok is no good either. So this is the Rashbam. We've talked about this Rashbam a lot. Rashbam, chazok, mokom, star, emedes, ad kedei kach, that you only can have a chazok if you tiny that you had a star. If you tiny that you had a star from Reuben and you would have won with the star, but you lost the star because 3 years went by, then the chazok could be mokom star. But if you admit that you never had a star, then you can have all the chazokas in the world that doesn't do you any good. Chazok has to be b'mokim star, b'mokim star emedes. It's not the normal way to understand chazok sheni matayna. The normal way to understand chazok sheni matayna. Then you want to come to base, then you want to have a winning case. You have to make the case. If you're not making the case, like the Gemara said in Chof Chesem at base, the Gemara in Chof Chesem at base also talked about chazok sheni matayna. Which maybe we should preface that. What's even bothering the Rashbam? The Rashbam says, even though the Rashbam said you lose because it's the Chazok Sheni Metayna. Then he said, 1 second, Midulei Micha, why can't you say, why were you Shoysik? What's his kasha? Why can't Levi say, Reuben, why were you Shoysik for 3 years? What is that? It's a Chazok Sheni Metayna. The Gemara Chav Chesem and Beis says that Chazok Sheni Metayna is no good. Why? Because we say, Hashta Iulei Toyna, and I'm making Venitulei. If you're not tiny, we're not going to tiny for you. So what's bothering the Rashbam here, Bechal? What's the Rashbam's kasha? Rashbam itself didn't understand. Rashbam is asking a kasha. He says, "What's wrong with the chazok sheni? Why is the chazok sheni metayna no good? But there's a raya minu lemicho. He has a raya. The shtikas hamara should be a raya. So he says, it's a fancy teretz because chazok is mokam star in medis, and since you admit you never had a star, so chazok doesn't help you. What's this kasha in the first place? It's the Gemara in Chof Ches already revisited. Already." What's he revisiting? The Gemara in Chof Ches already covered this territory. Chazok Hashem and Tain is no good. Because Hashem is evil done, and I'm not naked with Nipponle. Why is he coming with other svars? So Pshat is poshut. What's bothering the Rashbam is this. Who cares that he doesn't have a Taina? He has a Raya. Why can his Taina be that I have a Raya? L'moshel. Let's say a guy says, somebody says, I'm in the field. Guy's in the field. Merkama comes to him and says, what are you doing in my field? He says, well, I bought it from Pliny. And I don't know if Pliny bought it from you, but I have aid in that Pliny bought it from you. Would that be a chazok? Would we say he loses because he doesn't have a taina? Ashtu ilei toina, not nekem v'nitulei. What do you mean doesn't have a taina? That's his taina. I bought it from Shimon, and I know Shimon bought it from you because there are Edim. There's a raya be'edim that Shimon bought it from you. That's my taina. I have to know it on my own. I don't have to have been there. I believe the Edim. The Edim say they bought it from you. So that's my taina. That's my taina. My taina is that I bought it from Shimon, and the Edim tell me that the Shimon bought it from you. That's not called the chazaka. That's not called the Edim taina. We don't say, hashtag you late time. What's the shot? Because that's the taina. If I know, that's called I know. I know that Shimon bought it from you because there's Edim that Shimon bought it from you. Ein lecha taina gdolei mizu. So I think what was bothering the Rashbam was, 3 years is a raya. The Rashbam holds, and we already saw the Rashbam in Lamaches, that Chazaka works because Midulei Micha. Chazaka is based on Midulei Micha. We saw there are time with the Chazaka, and they show him the arm, they malo him a chisa. So the Rashbam is bothered. Chazaka is a raya. The shtick of the Merkam is a raya. So why does the Levi, so the Rashbam is bothered. So why does Levi need a different taina that I saw Shimon buy it from you? Why can't Levi's taina be, you were shaysik for 3 years. It must be that you taka sold it to Shimon. That's my taina. My taina is I know you sold it to the Shimon because I see that you were shaysik for 3 years. Why don't we say here also, ein lecha taina gdolei mizu. That's not, I worry about the Gemara Chav Chesem at base. The Gemara Chav Chesem at base going in Holchi Usho. Holchi Usho Hot Chazok is not a raya. So it's a raya sin, the Cheskes Markama, but the side of Holchi Usho Chazok is not a raya. So if Chazok is not a raya, so then we could say, so you don't have a raya. So Elamai, the Cheskes Markama is weakened. There's a mokum to say as far that even the Cheskes Markama was weakened, but only to the extent that, well, whatever we talked about over there, how it works in Holchi Usho, what's taka exactly the teretz of Hashti Yulei Toyna Nanekim Venitale. It's also not so clear even then, but that we discussed at the time. But Akkabanim, there you taka don't have a taina. Because what do you have? Chazok is not a raya. But now we're going in the Rabban, and Chazok is a raya. 3 years of Shtikal Chor is a raya. So why do you need a taina? It's a kashu altogether. The Rashbam is asking Chor a good question. I don't know what other Rishonim are going to say to this. Rashbam is asking a good question. If Chazok is a, like the Ritva said, it's a Tfisu Muchachas. Gimel Shonim is a Tfisu Muchachas. So if I have a Tfisu Muchachas, so why do I need another taina? That's my taina. My taina is that I have a Chokha that Shimon bought it from you. That's the question the Rashbam is coming to answer. Answers the Rashbam, Chazok is takanat such a good raya. It's only a raya, this really we talked about in the Rashbam. It's really not a good, it's not a good, the middle emich is not a good enough raya. It's a takana that b'mokam shtar emedis. And we said a whole hesbeth, and it's this Rashbam, we said a hesbeth already before, with the Rashbam and Dachman Bezim and Aleph. It's Madui condition in the Rashbam and Dachman Bezim and Aleph, that since the derech is to sell karka with edim a shtar, so to be zoich and karka, you need a raya be'edim. You need a raya gemur be'edim. Anything less than a raya gemur be'edim by karka is not admissible. That's kilu. Anything less is a taina gua. The derech by karka. That's why people sell karka be'edim, because they karka is very valuable. It's the center of the economy. They don't want yishvel to moitzi from a marakamo with anything less than a raya gemur. It's like today in the modern society there are rules that if a sale is not registered in the register in the land sale registry in Israel, I know it's for sure this way, I know it is in America, so it doesn't even count. It's not a sevala sale. It has to be, it needs to be able to be verified. So the derech is to sell karka with shara eden. For that reason, that karka you should not be able to just come with some kind of other raya, lesser raya, and be meitzi from a marakama. To be meitzi from a marakama, that's the rule that you have to have a raya gemur be'edim. So meila, you could have midulei micha. It sounds very nice, but it's not a raya be'edim. To be meitzi karka, you need a raya be'edim. Chazal were misakin because people throughout the shari after 3 years they were misakin that after 3 years the raya of midulei micha that you were shaysik and you allowed the guy to throw out the shtar, that stands b'mokam shtar. But it's a takana. To the extent that it's not within that takana, then it's not a good enough raya for shtar. Zokter Rashbam, if you yourself admit that you never had a shtar, so then there's no chazal b'mokam shtar, or the only shtar you had is a shtar from Shimon, which is worthless. So what's your chazaka going to do? It's b'mokam shtar emedes, but the only shtar you had was from Shimon, not from Reuben. So that's not a good. That's not. That doesn't work. That's the side of the Rashbam. So Mimela, I think that's the pshat in the Rashbam. I think goes. That's the Rashbam by us as well. The Rashbam says that over here you have to have a chazaka and a taina. If you have a chazaka without a taina, it's no good. And if you have a taina without a chazaka, it's no good. So Taisus says, what do you mean a taina without a chazaka? But you have a migoy. In the case, so who cares? You don't have 3 years, but you have a migoy. You have a migoy. You could have said, you could have denied that he's the marakama. So what? So why don't you win with the migoy? So it is. So Nochem said it's a Migla Haitzi, and the Drisha said because of Achvei Shtorach, the light of the Rashbam, of the Shittus Rashbam. I think the answer is maybe it is a Migla, but a Migla is not a Raya Be'edim. A Migla is less than Edim. Migla Mokam Edim Le'aminu. Migla is less than Edim. By Karki you have to have Edim. Anything less than Edim by Karki doesn't cut it, unless you have the Takon of Chazokam Mokam Shtarim Medes. But without the Takon of Chazokam Mokam Shtarim Medes, then it's no good. So Melech Zok Rashbam, you can have all the Migla that you want. But to be Maitzi Karka from Mubarakami, you have to have a Raya Be'edim or Chazok, which is Mubarakam Shtari Medes. The Mishnah Suvis, a Pesha Osar is a different story. So then there's no Mubarakami in effect. You made the Mubarakami, you made him, and then you dethroned them as the Mubarakami in the same breath. So then there's no Mubarakami. So you're not being Maitzi from Mubarakami, you don't need a Raya Be'edim. But here it's a regular Migoy. So you admit that he's the Mubarakami. It's Aloy Toivoy, and even though you admit that it's true, but Lemaisa it's Aloy Toivoy, that's not called a Pesha Osar. So there is a Mubarakami. To be Maitzi Karka from a Merkam, you need a Raya Be'edim. A Raya Be'edim you don't have. So you have to have Cheskim Shonim. Cheskim Shonim is B'mokam Shtar Emet. So you need a Cheskim Shonim with the Taina. So then you would have a Raya Be'edim. Does this help for the? Does this help for the tour? The Drisha has the cash on the tour. There's three cases in Rashi where you have a migoy and you lose. One was minoch sevinto. Rashi says, even minoch. That was the Rashi about at minola sevinto. Shafilim imayisa toyin de minoy sevinto. So Rashi says there's always three times. Three possible times. Minoch Zavinto, Kamei Didi, and Chad Yoyma. The Rashbam is very clear. All three cases, you lose. If you don't have a Chazoka, you lose in all three cases. We're saying now the whole Hesper. Because none of them are Raya Be'edim. You have to have a Raya Be'edim. The Tur brought the Shittas Rashbam, but only for two out of the three cases. He brought the Shittas Rashbam for Kamei Didi. He brought the Shittas Rashbam for Kamei Didi and for Chad Yoyma. There he brought the Rashbam. And the read, what it is in Machlekes, in Kuf Mevav. But for Minoch Savinto, that he was Soysim Kuf Mem, that Minoch Savinto wins. If there's no Edim to the Marakama, Minoch Savinto wins. So the Drisha asked, it's one sheet in the Rashbam. The Drisha's take is because of Achav Yisorach, but it's one sheet in the Rashbam that you can't win with the Mika. So why is the tour over here? What's the Mokum over here for the tour to be Mechala? Yeah, so that actually I'm not so sure. I think it's still Shre. That's still Shre. I had a scholar's dollar that maybe the Torah holds that a Pesha also is taka different. We're saying in Rashi, a Pesha also is different. But a Pesha also, he's not a Marakam in the first place. And maybe the Torah holds, not like Rashi, that you don't need Aloy Toivoy for a Pesha also. The Mishnah is Loshna, Pesh Osa, Pesh Yitir, Rashulin's told me Aloy Toivoy. He says, it doesn't have to be Aloy Toivoy. So maybe the Torah holds, you don't need Aloy Toivoy for a Pesh Osa. A Pesh Osa is stronger. But it doesn't help. Because by Kamoy Didi, you also have a Pesh Osa. I admit that you're the Marakama, but I say that Shimon bought a Kamoy Didi. Why isn't that just as much a Pesh Osa? If you say, if you're not Machal, if you're not Aloy Toivoy, not Aloy Toivoy, then that's also a Pesh Osa. So for the Torah, I really don't have a Teretz. Okay, we'll stop here. Went a little bit over time, but we started late also. So, okay. I want to start Tysus.